George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Theater presents the musical Pippin. It opened on November 2nd, continues through the 10th in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater. Young composer and lyricist Stephen Schwartz had an earlier 1970 Broadway success with Godspell. It was based on traditional prayer book texts. For Pippin's original book and lyrics, Schwartz teamed with veteran writer Robert Herson. Bob Fosse directed and choreographed the award-winning 1972 production. Adam Hass Hill plays Pippin, Charlemagne's somewhat feckless, purpose-seeking college graduate son. The late 60s and early 70s were a time of tumult in America, and Schwartz has said he identifies with this conflicted character's search for his corner of the sky. Pippin falls in with a traveling troupe of singing, dancing players who play various roles in his efforts throughout the play. Victoria Wiley was Pippin's and our magical guide, singing, dancing, playing a variety of roles in his story. Despite concerted tries and enthusiastic help from the players, Pippin has a series of debacles. He first fails at war with the Visigoths. Pippin has no mind for strategy, and his brother Louis, Henry Miller, is much better at playing a nicely single-minded warrior. The initially enthusiastic Pippin is appalled by the carnage, and he falls into reflection. Love is the next port of call for our hero, and Pippin seeks manfully to explore love with an array of anonymous partners. His mother, Fastrata, Allie Lidbury, is much better at love, or at least at debauchery. All this despite Fastrata's extended protestations that she's a simple housewife and mother. Kingship, the reign of enlightened monarchy, is the next cause that Pippin fastens upon. For this, he has to murder his father, wittily played by Luke Major. The actual ruling proves to be more of a balancing act than he anticipated. In his acts and counteracts, Pippin actually hangs a character that his father hanged in an earlier scene. One of the best laughs of the evening came as the hapless fellow exited with the line, "Not again." Seeking wisdom, Pippin appeals to the family matriarch played by Cassia Scagnoli. Yes, this pale, granny-glassed, white-haired Jewish grandmother is the same actor who played Tiger Lily for Cardinal's Peter Pan. Scagnoli has a field day with the role and even led the audience in some song choruses. Utterly at his wit's end, Pippin seeks prayer and finally appeals to the evening's leading player to resurrect his father. He retreats to bed. But we all remember how Voltaire and Leonard Bernstein worked things out for Candide, don't we? The charming, feisty landed widow Catherine, Nina Donville, with her even more charming son, Theo Cohen Barron, and an only slightly less charming duck, whose name I've forgotten, they work to successfully resurrect Pippin's interest in life. A somewhat happy, or at least livable way of life, without costumes, without lights, and without music, ensues. Kenneth Roberson is the director and choreographer. There's plenty of action in the play, and the dancers seem at their happiest when they do an online Charleston. Terry LaBolt is the music director and lead singers and sextet from the keyboard. Justin Ganaway presided over the wild complexities and unities of the costuming. Scenic design by Jeremy Smith is a glittering, towering wrap with a huge open crown that moved up, down, and angled for various scenes. The IU Theater production of Pippin plays through November 10th in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.